I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Ithaca won 3-0 over Weston in Thursday night volleyball. The scores were 25-11, 25-13, and 25-15. The Bulldogs improved to a conference leading 9-1, while Weston fell to 1-8. Bailey Wanless led the way for Ithaca with 13 kills, while Tristan Peterson and J.C. Maxwell each put in 11. Kaylee Newkirk had 3 aces and served 12 straight in the second set as the Bulldogs pulled away for a win. Vivian Spencer led Weston with 10 digs and 4 aces. Ithaca won the JV match in the early contest against the Silver Eagles. Weston will host Lafarge, Kickapoo, and Ithaca for a quad coming up on Tuesday night. Elsewhere last night in volleyball, also in the Ridge and Valley Conference, it was Seneca sweeping North Crawford. Royal 3-1 over New Lisbon in the Scenic Bluffs, and Hillsborough swept Wanewoc Center. Cuba City swept Riverdale, and Darlington was a winner in 3 over Boscobel. Westby got a win by sweep over Luther. Cashton 3-1 over Bangor. In action from high school boys soccer, River Valley was a winner against Wisconsinites Barneveld 3-0. In 8-player football, DeSoto over Belmont 32-6. And in middle school football last night, Ithaca was a winner 40-0 over Nisida. Football coming up during the 7th week of the season. River Valley plays at Richland Center for the Hornets' annual homecoming game. Here's Coach Andrew Troxell talking about getting ready for the week.
We opened the week and we said, you know, this is going to be an emotional game. You know, I mean, ever since I came back and I can remember, I mean, this has always been a rivalry game. And so we anticipate that's exactly kind of the level of play that we're going to see. They're going to come out and they're going to be ready to go. Coach Mack is going to have his kids, you know, in positions where they think they can succeed and have success, you know, and I think that we're going to do the same as well. So our narrative and our message this week is, you know, we've got to play sound, you know, disciplined football and not let emotions kind of drive how this game is going to be played.
I asked Andy about the matchup with River Valley.
I think we match up really well, to be honest with you. I know we come in at very similar records, you know, and just overall competition levels. I think what they're really going to do is they're going to take away the middle. They're going to try to take away any kind of dives, and they're going to play tough on the edge, you know. And so we've seen that other teams have kind of had that same approach when they play us, you know. And so we've been preparing for that, all sorts of different play actions and dives and reads and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's fun when you have a cat and a mouse game like that, right? They take away one thing. Okay, how do you respond and what do you bring to the table on the next play or the next series?
River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic.
Scoring opportunities left and right. They're moving the ball. They do different things on offense to set themselves up for success. And even though some of the scores look a little lopsided, just like in our games, they are constantly in every game. So they fire off the ball hard. They want to win. They play hard for their team. And it's going to be a really good matchup.
Coach Makovic knows that Richland Center will be fired up for the game.
They always are. We've said this numerous times. Every time we have an interview about River Valley versus Richland Center, it kind of seems like, you know, the Super Bowl, everybody wants this one really bad, and it's one that we have had circled, and I know they've had circled too. You don't like to look ahead to try to take one game at a time, but this is definitely one that nobody has overlooked and everybody really wants to play.
That's our game of the week today. River Valley at Richland Center football. It kicks off at 7 tonight. Our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:40. Dodgeville is at Lancaster. Platteville at New Glarus as well in the SWC. In the Scenic Bluffs, Nisida at New Lisbon. Bangor at Cashton. Another top game tonight, Hillsborough at Brookwood and Ithaca at Royal. Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Yeah, it's a huge week for us. It's a big game with Royal. They've played really tough the last couple games with against Hillsborough and Bangor, and like had leads or almost leads against them. So it's going to be a really big test for us.
And David talked about the matchup.
They have really good running backs and line. Like, they're very deceptive and changing. Being able to make it look like they're going one way with their counters and then going the other way, and just really kind of well organized and very smooth in all their plays. So it's going to be super important for us to, like, once again maintain our discipline and not hurt ourselves.
The Bulldogs try to stay unbeaten. They're at Royal tonight in the Scenic Bluffs. In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Southwestern East Dubuque, Cuba City at Fenimore, Darlington at Lodi. In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant at River Ridge, Waseca Steuben at Potosi Cassville, and Riverdale visits Boscobel. The Chieftains lost a hard-fought game last week to Pecatonica Argyle after scoring late and then having Peck Argyle score with 4 seconds left. On the comeback, Coach Lucas Phelps was impressed by his team.
Staying in games and competing no matter what the adversity that we're facing and stuff like that. So there's been plenty of times before with teams I've had that, you know, near the end of the game there when they score in the fourth quarter, we struggled to march down the field. But I was very impressed with our guys, hats high, that they were able to find a way to score to answer that near the end of the game. So, yeah, a lot of growth, a lot of resilience from our guys, and that's going to pay dividends for the next couple of years for us.
And I asked Lucas about the matchup with the Bulldogs.
Every time that we play, it's always just teams getting after each other. So we look at Boswell, you know, I think they're very balanced offensively. I think they have some players that they have abilities to score, the ability to make some big plays. You know, Cameron Luce, the receiver, who's an all-conference kid last year, I think he's a tremendous player. So we got to find ways to match up against him in the pass game. They're going to find ways to get him the ball, not just on deep fade routes, but all over the field. They're going to move him around. And a kid in their offense, I think, is pretty underrated that I really appreciate is Briar Wayne, the running back. I think that kid is a tremendous player. Runs hard, downhill, physical, fast. We got to find ways to limit their run game. So if we can find ways to make them one-dimensional on offense, it's going to pay dividends for us. Defensively, run a 4-4. Pretty physical kids up front. We got to find a way to establish the run. I think our offensive line has been improving over the course of the year, so I think we can find a way to run the ball against them and establish that identity.
Riverdale and the battle for the paddle at Boscobel. Others tonight, including Nacoosa at Adams Friendship, Sauk Prairie at Portage, Baraboo at Reedsburg, Mauston at Ripon, Luther at Viroqua, and Aquinas visits Westby. Eight-player football, Highland travels to North Crawford and Monticello at Wisconsin Heights. Eight-player football tomorrow, Kickapoo Lafarge plays at Wonewoc Center High School against Wonewoc Weston. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. Series high, the Spare Parts, 1851. Three Aces, 1784. ILK, 1766. The Spare Parts with a 647 and a 639. ILK, 624. And Three Aces, a 617. Top series, Pat Adams of 498. Cheryl McNerlin of 465. Deanne Kepler of 445. High game honors, Pat Adams, a 191 and a 172, Deanne Kepler, 176 and a 170, and Linda Wiedenfeld, a 169. Cheryl McNerlin had a 9-10 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch League. From All-Star Bowling, Lonesome Dove Tavern had the top series, 29-50, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 29-13, Alana Springs Campground, 28-11. Lonesome Dove Tavern, 10-36, Advance Pump and Well, a 10-11, and Alana Springs Campground, a 1,009. Bowling for the high series, Travis Bushley, 7-37, Chris Pardoon had a 732, 102 over average. Chris Gerber, a 708, 141 over average. Kevin Genthy, 101 over average with a 704. And Chris Pardoon had the top game, a 278. Jake Morris, a 269. Casey Ewing, a 268. Casey Ewing bowled a 695, 152 over average. Luke Jacobson bowled a 600, 117 over average. And Scott Dilley bowled a 552, 117 over average. In action from the All-Star Bowling League, Pete Alonso hit a go-ahead three-run home run off closer Devin Williams in the ninth inning, and the Mets beat the Brewers 4-2 Thursday night to win the National League Wild Card Series. Milwaukee had gone ahead 2-0 with back-to-back home runs from Jake Bowers and Sal Frelick in the bottom of the seventh, breaking a late scoreless tie after strong performances from starters Jose Quintana and Tobias Myers. The Brewers, making their sixth playoff appearance in 7 years, still haven't won a postseason series since reaching Game 7 of the National League Championship Series in 2018. Garrett Mitchell said it was stunning, the slamming of the door.
That's just a tough situation, you know. You don't, like you said, you're not really prepared for that. Kind of riding a high a little bit there, and things changed there at the end, but like I said, proud of our team, what we did, what we accomplished. Just get back to it again.
Manager Pat Murphy says it was set up well for the Brewers.
It was. It was a great script for us. And, you know, Devin's been as good a closer as there is in baseball for 2.5 years that he's played. You know, he was injured most of this year, but he's been unbelievable. And I'd give him the ball game tomorrow in the same situation and any other game I'm involved with if we have a lead, and I give Devin the ball.
Murphy talked more about his 2024 Brewers.
I love him. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to, and tragically, actually, you know, it felt like a tragedy. And I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
The Mets play the Phillies coming up on Saturday. Kirk Cousins threw for a career-high 509 yards and 4 touchdowns, the last of them a 45-yard scoring pass in overtime that gave Atlanta an improbable 36-30 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After a wild fourth quarter that featured a blocked field goal, a fumble, and an interception, Cousins and the Falcons got the ball back at their own 20 with 1:14 remaining in regulation and no timeouts, trailing 30-27. Cousins completed 5 passes to push Atlanta to the Buccaneers 29, then hustled to the line to spike the ball with a single second on the clock, and then Younghoe Koo knocked it through from 52 yards to force overtime. The Falcons won the coin toss in overtime and scored. Caitlin Clark has been named WNBA Rookie of the Year in a near-unanimous vote. A national panel of sports writers and sportscasters gave the Indiana Fever guard 66 of 67 votes. Chicago Sky forward Angel Reese received the other vote. And Wisconsin running back Ches Malusi is stepping away from the Badgers program. According to Badger Extra's Colton Bartholomew, the Wisconsin program said in a release that Malusi is stepping away to continue rehabbing injuries that prevented him from playing to his expectation. Malusi has missed significant time during his career with the Badgers in 21, 22, and 23. He suffered a torn ACL, a broken arm, and a broken leg and ankle in those respective years. Malusi currently leads Wisconsin with 232 rushing yards through 4 games. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.